Hi, and welcome to Memory Thread number 7 at the WDW Pensieve. I'm Bob, curator of the Pensieve and the recorder of my family's trips to Walt Disney World. Thanks for joining me in revisiting our recent trip. I'm afraid that Frozen is going to invade the Pensieve for this Memory Thread. During our second day at Walt Disney World, we visited Disney's Hollywood Studios. While there, we did several things. We rode Star Tours 3 times in a row, had lunch at the 50s Primetime Cafe, among other things. We had a fast pass for a new attraction at the studios. It was called For the First Time in Forever, a Frozen sing-along, that the kids didn't know we had. We managed to find the location of the event. It was near the Muppets 3D show, but in a building we had never been in before. We joined the long fast pass line, and soon they began letting everyone in. For those that don't know, I'll let you know exactly what this attraction is. First, they let all the fast pass holders into the building. It was a large auditorium-like building with stadium seating, kind of like a theater. Then they let the standby people in. Soon you're in this building with a few hundred of your closest Disney friends and a lot of little girls. The show starts with Princess Anna introducing the two new Arendelle historians. They take the show from there and are quite funny. The historians recount the story of Frozen with clips from the movie, and full-length sing-along versions of the musical numbers are shown on a large projection screen. Eventually, Queen Elsa shows up and makes it snow inside the building for the finale. That's really something to see. If you have little ones that are obsessed with Frozen, this is definitely the one attraction in Disney's Hollywood Studios you have to take them to. I think soon, if not already, Disney was going to move this attraction to the recently vacated American Idol Experience Theater, so you should be able to find it there now. If you can get a fast pass for a show, you should definitely do so. It is very popular and hard to get into. And now, be sure to put on your headphones while we sing along to Frozen at For the First Time in Forever, a Frozen sing-along.
Check left. One, two. Check right. One, two. Okay, listen up, everybody. If you're not hearing left and right, you should switch your headphones around now. This is going to be a whole new experience. We're going to put you in the middle of the action, live. You're going to hear everything the talent hears as though you were right there with him when it happens. Sounds dangerous? Well, it could be. We're not sure how it's all going to work out. Anything can happen. It usually does. Okay, talent's ready. Cue the opening.
Maybe you're not moving that arm as much. Good watch.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Disney's Hollywood Studios welcomes you to, for the first time in forever, a Frozen sing-along celebration. Join in the fun storytelling and sing-along, capturing the best of Frozen moments. For the safety of others during our presentation, we ask you to refrain from smoking, eating, drinking, and flash photography. We encourage photos and recording, but please do not obstruct the view of those around you with your smart devices. And please, feel free to sing along at the top of your lungs. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, people of the Kingdom of Hollywood Land, please welcome Her Majesty, the Queen of Arendelle.
Oh, hello. You're already here. to hear the story of my sister, the Queen of Arendelle. Has anyone seen my sister? No, she's about so tall and blonde, and well, she kind of keeps to herself. And she has those weird icy snow powers, like pew pew, let it go. No, I know. Elsa, do you want to build a snowman? Yeah, that never really works. Okay, I'll just have to do this by myself. To tell our story, please help me welcome the newly appointed Royal Historians of Arendelle.
Say something.
Say something. There are all these people here to see us.
This is... I am Eric.
Hi, Eric.
Hi.
And I'm Aria.
Hi.
What are those, sister? This is happening! I'm never gonna wash this hand again.
Flattering.
You smell like chocolate.
And awkward. But hey, I guess we have to find my sister. I'll be back.
Citizens of the Kingdom of Hollywood Land, we proudly present to you the story of Anna and Elsa. We also cordially invite you to sing along as loud as you can to any of our Arendelle anthems. Follow the lyrics on the screens if you don't know the words.
I have a feeling they already know the words. That lady went, oh yeah.
So, where should we start?
Let it go! All right, what point are we at?
All right, well, every good story starts at the beginning.
It was a dark and stormy night.
No, it wasn't.
It was a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away.
No, it wasn't.
Why don't you just tell me where it was?
It was a beautiful day in the Kingdom of Arendelle.
I love that story!
There were two sisters who loved each other very much.
Princess Elsa and Princess Anna.
Princess Elsa was different, born with special powers.
Magical powers. They created ice and snow. Anna loved playing with her sister's magical snow.
And then Elsa created a giant snow monster!
Wow! You skipped like half the story.
You're welcome.
Okay, we're gonna back it up real quick. We're at the part where Elsa accidentally hits Anna with her powers, freezing on his head.
And the king and queen rush Anna to the help of the trolls. If you don't know what a troll is, consider yourself lucky, because they are mischievous creatures with strange magic, and frankly, I never liked them. One of them stole my girlfriend in college. Her hobby was a Rolling Stone.
Focus! Now, Grandpa, the king of the trolls, was able to fix Anna's head, though he removed all memories of magic.
Listen to me, Elsa. Your power will only grow. There is beauty in it. Great danger. You must learn to control it. Fear will be your enemy.
They decided to keep Elsa's powers hidden from Anna. And then the saddest thing happened.
No more snowmen.
No more snowmen.
I need a turkey leg. I'm an emotional eater.
Elsa? Do you want to build a snowman? Come on, let's go and play. I never see you anymore. Come out the door. It's like
jump. It gets a little lonely. All these empty rooms just watching the owls tick by.
I'm scared. It's getting stronger.
Getting upset only makes it worse. Calm down.
No, don't touch me. Please.
You'll be fine, Elsa.
What's happening?
I'll explain it to you later.
Yeah, but where is that boat going?
I'll explain that to you later.
This doesn't make any sense.
What?
And our story forward to the best day ever, Coronation Day!
Coronations! I love instant breakfast!
That's not the same thing! Several years have passed and it was time for Elsa to take the crown.
She steals the crown!
Excuse me, did you sleep through all of Arendelle History 101?
I didn't take that class. I took ballet instead. But then my ballet got too big.
It was time for Elsa to be crowned Queen of Arendelle.
But what about her snowy powers?
Exactly. Elsa was afraid her powers would show and she'd be cast out of the kingdom forever.
All the while, Princess Anna found herself dreaming of the possibilities of opening the castle gates for the first time in...
Coronation Day!
It's Coronation Day! It's Coronation Day!
Of Arendelle arrived for the royal coronation.
Elsa was nervous, but she was able to conceal her powers long enough to be sworn in as Queen of Arendelle.
And then they parted! Boots and pants, boots and pants, boots and pants, boots and pants.
And there was chocolate, the sister's favorite food, and mine.
Well, don't forget, it was a bit awkward between Anna and Elsa. They haven't seen each other in quite some time. But all of that was about to change.
And then Hans came back, and they danced the night. Oh, don't you just love true love?
That is not true love. Unlike his eyebrows, they had only just met.
Okay, you clearly don't know anything about love. As a wise woman once said, love is an open door.
Stop watching Oprah!
Okay, can I just say something crazy?
I'm crazy.
All my life.
Cause like, I've been searching my whole life to find my own place. And maybe it's the party talking or the chocolate fondue.
But with you, I
have my place.
I see your face.
Sandwiches. That's what I was gonna say.
I've never met someone who thinks so much like me. Cheat again.
Our mental synchronization can have but one explanation. You
and I
were
just
meant to be.
Say goodbye.
Say goodbye to the pain of the past. We don't have to feel it anymore. What's it all been? Something crazy. Will you marry me?
Can I see something even crazier?
Yes! Oh! Don't you just love true love?
Can I say something crazy?
Yes.
That was fun to watch. Love. As Queen Elsa once said, and I quote, you can't marry a man you just met.
And as Princess Anna said, and I quote, you can if it's true love.
Well, none of that even matters, because it was all about to change, and it had nothing to do with love.
It's true, Anna pushed Elsa too far, causing her to accidentally throw ice all over the ballroom.
People called her a witch.
Yes.
A sorceress.
Yes.
She impaled someone.
No, that did not happen.
It was on a bonus features.
Okay. What were you watching?
I don't know, but it was so good.
Okay.
Another plus.
All right, awesome. All right, that did not happen, but the people, they were scared.
Not nearly as scared as Queen Elsa. She ran away across the fjords of Arendelle, freezing everything in the process.
She froze all of Arendelle, sending our beautiful kingdom under a dark, cold curse.
It was beyond cold. It was frozen! The name of the movie.
But Elsa could never go back now that everyone knew of her icy powers.
I see the problem. No one trusted her.
You done?
Chill.
All right. Our queen was alone and lost, but for the first time in her life, she felt truly free.
Here we go. This song is for you.
Tonight, not a footprint to be seen. The kingdom of
see or don't feel, don't let them know. Well, now let it go, let it go, let it go. Can't hold it back anymore. Let it go, let it go. Turn away and slam the door. I don't care what they're going to say. Let the storm rage on. The cold never bothered me anyway. It's driving out some distance. Makes everything seem small.
A barbecue. No, that's the guy from our story. It's Clip Clop.
It's Kristoff.
I am so excited to meet you, Flip Flop. Tell me, where's your reindeer, Sven?
Well, Sven bought himself some carrots, but that's beside the point. You know, I kind of helped out. A lot.
You know, I seem to recall that you didn't want to help Anna in the first place.
Well, of course I wanted to help her. I couldn't sell ice in the middle of a blizzard. Besides, Princess Anna would have never made it to the North Mountain without my help.
Well, there's that, but there's also the fact that
you like her. You want to kiss her. You like her braids and her eyes and her tiny little waist.
She was interesting, that's for sure.
Not as interesting as reindeer.
So what? So a reindeer is my best friend. There is nothing wrong with that. Just get the story right. Princess Anna meets a rugged and fearless ice harvester, Kristoff. whose cunning bravery helps her get to the top of the North Mountain. Did you sleep through all of Arendelle History 101?
I didn't take that class. I took ballet. Yeah, they had me in a tutu. All right, it was a 4-4.
You know what, though? He is really dreamy, too.
What?
Yeah.
You think he's dreamy?
Yes.
How come you never call me dreamy?
Because you look like an elf on a shelf.
Why did you say that? You know I have low elf esteem.
Started the long, cold journey to the North Mountain. They navigated their way through dark woods, where wolves attack their sled.
Where wolves attack their sled.
Just wolves.
Just wolves attack their sled.
They lose his freshly lacquered sled in the process, so they...
Very romantic.
And the real hero of our story enters the picture. An awesome talking snowman named...
Olaf!
He likes warm hugs in summer.
Snowman that likes summer? How can you not love this guy?
Oh, why I've always loved the idea of summer and sun. It often is hot.
Really? I'm guessing you don't have much experience with heat.
Nope. But sometimes I like to close my eyes and imagine what it'd be like when summer does come. Bees will buzz, kids will dance the long fuzz, and I'll be doing whatever snow does in summer. A drink in my hand, my snow up against the burning sand, probably getting gorgeously tanned in summer. Buddies all think of me. Just imagine how much cooler I'll be in summer. That the cold are both so intense. Put them together, it just makes sense. Winter's a good time to stay in and cuddle, but put me in summer and I'll be out. Just letting off steam. Oh, the sky will be blue if you guys will be there too. When I finally do the frozen things do in summer.
I'm gonna tell him.
Don't you dare.
We are running out of time.
Let's finish the story!
Speed round! Here we go! The odd quartet of Anna Owen, Kristoff, and Sven make it to Elsa's castle on the North Mountain.
Elsa tells Anna to go away! And then freezes her heart.
Accidentally.
When she learns of Arendelle's fate.
Then she sends Marshmallow after them!
Giant snowman, 10 feet tall!
20! 30! Then Anna and Kristoff almost die jumping off a cliff! Luckily, the snow softens their fall.
We learn that Olaf has no skull and no bones.
I don't have a skull. Or bones.
Anna's hair begins to turn white, so Kristoff takes you to see the love experts.
The trolls! They try to marry Kristoff and Anna!
Even though she's still engaged to Hans with this other eye.
Who have she just met?
But it's okay, because everyone's a bit of a fixer-upper. But too late. The clock is getting colder by the minute, and his grandpa said,
only an act of true love can thaw a frozen heart.
So they race back to Arendelle, but my monster melts on his heart with true love's kiss.
All the while, Prince Hans leads a group of men to capture Elsa!
That will do, dear!
Kristoff gets Anna back to Hans, who leads in to kiss her and save the day when...
He laughs in her face.
Hans is the bad guy?
Yes! He leaves Anna in a cold room to freeze to death, blames Elsa, sentences her to death, so he can take her! Kristoff Hahns is her true love.
Speaking of the pungent reindeer,
kid, yes!
Kristoff races back across the frozen fjord just as Elsa Storm reaches its fever pitch.
I don't think anyone had a fever in that blizzard.
But above, then out on the frozen fjord, Anna runs while she shuffles towards Kristoff as she begins to freeze. But she sees Hans about to kill her sister.
No!
She's standing there in a blizzard, torn. Does she save herself or her sister? Her sister or herself? What to do?
It's Olaf to the rescue.
What?
He stops Hans and kisses Anna. That's right. The talking snowman is the act of true love that can thaw a frozen heart, and everyone lives happily ever after. Because no people are worth melting for.
The end.
Thank you.
Okay. Go for the figure then.
Oh, but we want something.
I don't think that's what that means. Oh,
Your Highness.
Hello again.
And it's hip-hop!
It's Kristoff.
Well, I'll write it down.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, it's happening!
Wow, it's getting really cold in here.
Well, hey, everyone! Who do you think that could be?
Elsa!
Daddy! Telling our story. Well, thank you. That was a very good story you told, though the ending felt strange.
Oh, Olaf did help a lot.
Anna, it was you who saved your sister and yourself.
An act of true love will thaw a frozen heart.
You're my sister, Elsa. I love you.
Oh, so beautiful. Now, excuse me, Queen Elsa. I thought you should know that the citizens of the Kingdom of Hollywoodland have done an excellent job singing our Arendelle anthem.
It was as if they had heard these songs before.
Wonderful. Well, for knowing our history so well, I hereby decree that you are all honorary citizens of Arendelle.
Yay! Please come to the palace whenever you would like. The gates are always open.
They will never close again.
Royalty! Big story time blowout!
Yes, thank you, Eric, and you, Aria, the royal historians of Arendelle.
Your Majesty, I believe we have time for one more song.
Oh, God! Royal historians of Arendelle, if you please.
Chocolate snow cone!
I hope you enjoyed singing along with us to Frozen. I really appreciate you taking time out to listen and share my family's Walt Disney World memories. If you like this podcast, could you do me a few favors? Please like us on Facebook. We're at facebook.com/WDWPensy. And subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, or YouTube. Also, help spread the word. Tell your friends about the podcast. Encourage them to give it a listen and maybe even subscribe. Please leave a review about the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, or YouTube. Leaving comments and reviews helps to increase the visibility of a podcast on these platforms, which could lead to more subscribers and increased circulation. And finally, if there's a particular attraction you'd like to experience with us, please send an email to bob@wdwpensy.com. Also, a bit of housekeeping news. I just recently acquired the domain of wdwpensy.com, along with hosting services for the podcast. In the very near future, I'll be moving this podcast from our current provider at Podomatic to the new site. In the process of the move, because I can't edit the RSS feed myself, I'm going to have to change the address of the feed in iTunes and elsewhere. For those of you who subscribe to this podcast, that means I may lose you as subscribers, but I hope you'll follow me to the new site and subscribe again. I've already changed the feed address with Stitcher without losing any subscribers, so those subscribers are getting the new feed of the podcast. I'll be changing it with iTunes very soon. When I do, I'll post a short podcast informing of the date of the changeover to give you plenty of notice. Please check out the new website at wdwpensieve.com and give me any feedback on the site that you may have. I'm trying to put some other articles up on it to provide items that you won't get from the podcast. Well, that will do it for memory thread number 7 in the WDW Pensieve. Once again, I appreciate you sharing our memories with us. Thanks for listening, and we'll see y'all real soon. Bothered me anyway.